When great harm is done to us, it can be very difficult to forgive. When someone sins against us, they rip us apart and cause such a great wound within us, we may feel that it is impossible to forgive that person who has done such a thing to us. Because sin can cut so deep into the very heart of who we are. Joe fell in love with Emma when they were in college. They had two children together. He was a software engineer, and she was a middle school teacher in the public school. They had two children. They enjoyed their life together. But he'll tell you that the day he found out that she was pregnant with their third child was a day that he'll never forget. In fact, as he tells the story, he was on the deck of their house grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. The kids were playing in the yard with the dog, and she had come home from work. And so she walks up behind him and says, "I'm pregnant again. I'm going to have a third child." Joe immediately was so excited about it. "Oh my goodness, this is great, wonderful news." Until she said, "But you have to know that I've been seeing someone else, and I think it's his." Well, the hamburgers and the hot dogs never made it off the grill. He turned off the grill, went into the garage, got into the car, and he spent all night driving all the streets of the town. He kept thinking about that moment. He kept rehearsing in his head over and over what he had heard. And he kept saying to himself, "I will never forgive her. I will never forgive her." Over and over again, as he replayed the scenario, his conclusion at the end of it was, "I will never forgive her." When great trauma happens to us, we often will replay it in our head over and over and over again. We'll also tell it to people over and over again. And whatever conclusions we've made from that trauma, we will repeat that over and over again. The psychological term for this is cognitive looping, is we will loop the event over and over again in our mind, over and over again as we tell it, and as we keep telling the story, it becomes so embedded into our soul that we cannot think any way else except that this is the most unforgivable thing that someone has ever done to us. It becomes so embedded in a part of us thinking that way. And that's how it happened for Joe. He had embedded this into his soul as the most unforgivable thing that someone has ever done to him. And the looping of unforgiveness is this spiral that spirals you down into this deep, dark pit. And as you spiral down into this deep, dark pit of unforgiveness, you get angry, you get bitter, you yourself then end up sinning and doing things or saying things and thinking things that are ungodly because of the unforgiveness that you have toward whoever it is that has done whatever they have done to you. And in the midst of spiraling in this unforgiveness kind of thing that you end up in, this looping, we forget about the great gift, which is the forgiveness that God gives to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, Joe was definitely looping. He definitely was in this spiral of unforgiveness, with the conclusion always being, "I will never forgive her." It was causing him all kinds of problems. He was angry, he was bitter, he was short-tempered. He began to drink, and with the encouragement of some of his fellow friends, he went to go see his pastor. And of course, what did he do? He told the story that he had been telling in his head and telling to other people, the story that had been looping in his life over and over and over again. He told all the details of it. He said, "I was so excited. We were going to have a third child, and then to find that she had been sleeping with someone else." All those nights, she said that she was in her classroom at school working. She was really spending it with him. I loved her, I trust her, I sacrificed for her, and yet she loved and trust and sacrificed for some other guy. He was just so angry about the situation. And of course, he told the story that he had embedded into his heart and soul. He shared that all with his pastor. And of course, the conclusion he came to, which he had come to from the very beginning, is that I'll never forgive her. Pastor empathetically listened as he was telling this story. And when he was done, his pastor stood up, laid his hand on his head, on Joe's head, and he said, "In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remember your baptism and remember that you are a forgiven child of God." You see, in the midst of unforgiveness, Joe had remembered something that he should have never forgotten, and that was the gift of forgiveness in Christ. And sometimes, you see, when we get in the midst of being unforgiving, we forget. We forget the gift that has been given to us. We forget the gift that can bring us peace and that can bring us joy. We forget. You see, if Joe would have continued to refuse to forgive his wife for what she has done, well, he would have rejected God's forgiveness for himself. So how do we overcome unforgiveness? Well, we remember. We remember the gift of forgiveness in Christ. We remember our baptism. The Catechism says this about baptism. Baptism is it works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. We remember the Lord's Supper. The Catechism says this about the Lord's Supper. These words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. We remember Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." When great harm comes to us, it is difficult to forgive, but not impossible. Because in those times of unforgiveness, we remember. We remember our baptism. Remember the gift of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24. "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Amen.